Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Far and Daughter Cannabis Dispensary, Holistic Pharmacy, Wellness Spaces. With Far and Daughter, we got the daughter here. Wendy Braunfein is here from Far and Daughter, as well as we are joined by Rock and Roll Royalty. I really thought, Wendy, you got the Go-Go shirt in 1981 down in Meriwether on whatever tour that was, maybe vacation tour, but I'm going to hear the whole story. Gina Schock is here from the Go-Go, so hey, brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I've given away so many tickets that I'm like running low. These are gingerbread. They smell like gingerbread. It smells like, you see, Wendy, you have one there. They smell like gingerbread. Oh, snap. Yeah. Maryland Lottery, your friends at Window Nation. I got my funky hat here, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. And our friends, and this is great, Jiffy Lube Multicare sponsors the Crab Cake Tour. And we have already had a crab cake, and I have
is
a crab cake.
Is it good?
Cake. The crab cake's delicious from Clean Cuisine.
Oh, my God.
So I look out here.
Starving.
Jiffy Lube's my sponsor, and there's a Jiffy Lube
right
out
there.
The window.
Yeah,
and I realize
yeah,
that
is
the second time I'm reading Jiffy Lube Multicare. And I'm like, oh,
they're
it's right
everywhere.
There.
They're everywhere.
In Dundalk, too. She's in Dundalk, right around the corner from me. How are you? How's the rock star life? Wendy just got back from doing the Sphere with you two 48 hours
that.
Ago.
Yeah.
I did
wow.
it, too.
Oh, you guys did. Okay, so.
We got to put the Go-Go's back together, get them in the Sphere.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Well, I got a lot to tell you.
Oh, yeah, I know you do.
The Sphere thing, I don't think I can do that, you guys, because that would be like, I think, an overload, sensory overload for me. Like, I get sick with that sort of a thing. Like,
oh, when it moves, it feels
yeah,
like it moves.
I've been, yeah, and I'm afraid that I'm going to go in there and, you know, have to leave immediately because I've been on, like, tried to get on a, like, a ride or something. Or, no, it wasn't a ride.
It's
it was
a motion sickness.
I get motion sickness,
that's
yes.
It. Yeah. Simple as that.
But basically,
you throw
that's
up on boats
is.
Too?
Yeah. I mean, I have right. and they have to be moving, like moving.
I'm not
they,
taking you out on the back river anytime soon.
No. It has to be moving. So, and I don't know. I mean, well, what do you guys think? To me, I may be wrong, but I guess it's according to where you are sitting. But I don't know if like it is good. Like, are you paying attention to the band really?
That's
are
right.
You just sort of mesmerized by everything that's happening around
yes.
you. And the band is sort of secondary.
So I think, one, you feel like you're inside of a music video. That's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
There are some times when the animation does make you feel like the space is moving and you're not sitting still. But it's not all of it. It's a very limited window. You go... I felt like I was going back and forth, really like any concert, where like sometimes you're looking at them on the screen because it's just so much bigger and clearer.
Well, there
and
never used to be a screen.
Right.
Now that there's a screen,
right.
you can be preoccupied by the screen no matter where you are, I
that's
think.
That's right, right. Well, yeah, sure. But
and the screen's so beautiful and it's so clear and it's...
But this is like...
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yes. Yes. But I was definitely watching them, and I was in section 201, so like the lowest part of the upper section, so you had that good like aerial perspective on the stage, and they still look normal size, not like you were so far
away. But stuff starts moving up here, though.
Correct.
From your eye scope, you start looking at the roof a little bit like a planetarium.
Yeah, that's what I think, like planetarium.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My seats were so close, I was on, that I just watched the band. I said to her, I didn't take it in maybe the same way I would have, because if you're up top, you see, I need to go back and sit further away, I think. And you wanted to get fish tickets today.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's one of those things, I think, all the bigger bands, the production value of what you're going to have to do with video when you go in there, you're not going to play one show there. It's going to be for, you know, for Taylor Swift. I mean, that's what it's going to be for.
But then my sister and I were talking about it and said, like, I think you really just... I feel like it's best if it's a rock band because the things that they did with the screen were like additive, but like, I don't want to see a band. I don't want to see something with dancers and all that, or somebody who's singing with a track. Acoustics were fantastic. Like, you just want to see people play and then have this extra flourish.
I think of it as like an EDM hall, like a dancing.
Oh,
if they made the world's largest disco, if they made the world's largest symphony, whatever they wanted to do in there, the sounds and the acoustics and the video can bring things. I mean, all the holographic stuff we've seen with Zappa and all that,
all that kind of
stuff would really play. All the mind F stuff would really.
Yeah. Oh, you bet.
You know, anything that, and music's great for music's a departure. You know, it's why we love music, right? I mean,
you can take it anywhere you want. Really.
How are you? Happy holidays
I'm
to you.
Good. I'm home, and it's always good to be home. And I had, you know, some of my dear friends greet me when I got home. And Wendell and I have been just busy doing stuff, but it's good. It's good to be home always.
Well, I know that. I mean, I always sense a different countenance about you when you're here. Because you told me you didn't always come back here and make it a public thing, visit your family. But
no.
Like the holidays now, like your a lot of your family's gone. It really is about like the spirit of being here and being back
absolutely,
home.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It's just like sleeping in the house I grew up in, you know?
Yeah.
And the neighborhood, just walking around and just, it's a warm, good feeling.
Well, so Drug City's a sponsor of mine, okay? I met her, Drug City, over a year ago. She did the show with me. And the Drug City, I did one show in October.
Excuse
because,
me.
No worries. Get your drink. I did one show because it was the Orioles were going to be in the playoffs, right? And everything sort of stopped. Didn't know when they were playing. So I one show for my birthday on Friday, and I'm down at Drug City, did the show upstairs. My son, who never comes on my show, came and did the show with me for half an hour. And I said, let's get downstairs and get a drink. And I had never had, what is it, the bourbon drink with the ice cube?
Old fashioned.
I'd never had one of those. So I went downstairs, and they're about to make me one. Made one, I drank it, and I walked out, and I was about to leave. And it was like a song. I walk into the liquor store, and there's Gina Shock on my birthday. And she said, it's your birthday. We got to go have a drink. So next thing I know, 2 hours later, we're like telling stories. My son got to fall in love with you.
Nestor, what are you doing here?
We're in Dundalk.
Like,
you know?
Wow.
So that was a beautiful, that's the last time I saw you, about 8 weeks ago.
And it was a good thing.
Yeah, and I said, I'm going to do a show here, and we're Foreign Daughter, and you said, Cannabis Dispensary. She gave me a tour of the place here. She got a t-shirt. But more than that, your dad, who's going to join us a little bit, is a rock and roll drummer, right? Like, he's a drum guy. So when I told her that, and she knew you had done the show, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get Gina to come out for the holiday show, and we're going to do a drum thing.
It only makes sense, right?
I loved it.
What happened with this shirt?
Okay, so...
Because she thinks that you bought this in 81.
Yeah, so no. So here's what happened.
Is that bootleg?
It's bootleg.
Yeah,
all right.
No, it is. So we stayed at Resorts World, and we're walking through the hotel, and there's a Fred Siegel, which is a store from L.A., and I go in to look at it.
Very high-end store.
And I see this one mannequin wearing this like old school Whitney Houston shirt, and I go over the corner and I see there's all these like shirts and jackets, and I start thumbing through, and as soon as I start at the end of the hangers, the first one is Go-Go's, and I was like, well, that's a sign. This is 2 days ago. I was like, I think I have to buy this shirt because I have this thing on Friday, and how could I not buy this shirt when it just appeared in front of me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was meant to happen for sure.
So you are the artist of all artists. You have a book of art. You have a collection of...
Oh, my God.
When we were together on my birthday, you were showing me all that cool art stuff.
Oh, my gosh,
that website that were taking pictures of you and turn... It was a spinning kind of...
This is my latest endeavor. You know, I did my book. Took me a year and a half to do that. That's out. It's called Made in Hollywood. And it's, you know... My recollection, my photos, 80% are my
photos. Of this band.
Of the Go-Go's and our journey from the beginning. So I was very, very proud of that. And then I started doing some gallery shows with my photographs. And then Wendell met these two fellas that have this company called Scene 4. Where'd you find that, Wendell? Where'd you see those? How'd that come about?
Stuart Copeland. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Drummers and art.
Right.
All right.
So it's so cool. Okay, so I said I definitely want to do this. I saw photos of it, and it's on canvas. And so we went to SIR Studios in L.A. They had a drum kit set up and all these ring lights, different colored ones, and... he would just tell me to play beats. I would start out playing a song, a Go-Go song perhaps, and then go off into another place with it. And the whole time he's snapping. So it comes out with all these images that are swirling and whirling around in different colors. It's vibrant and crazy looking stuff. So yes, that's what I have now, and they've been selling like hotcakes.
It's sort of the beats of what you did in Strokes, right?
Exactly. It's coming from drum beats. and motion of my arms and the sticks. The sticks, there were LED lights in the sticks. Yeah. So that's being captured.
So Kate's like flares.
She showed me this at Truck City, and I had had an old fashioned, so it looked even better a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta tell Michael about this.
Oh well,
I feel like this isn't gonna be art we should have in the house.
It's something you'll like. You know, we just started doing this. They want me to do more, and we started out with how many Wendell?
Five and add six more.
Five and add six more.
Yeah. So
I got Wendell off mic. I got to get him on mic. Is what I got to do.
It's super cool stuff. It's just. It's like psychic. You know what it reminds me of? When we'd go down Ocean City and you'd go into the spin art thing and you'd splatter paint on it and it would fly around. It's kind of that concept, that idea of this paint whatever this is.
Well, we thought it was cool. I mean, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me.
It looks rock and roll, kind of.
It reminds me of that, you know, as a kid. Not quite, but it does remind me of that. And it is really neat, and I'm really proud of that too. I'm just always doing something.
She said so. Wendy Braunfein is here. She's the chief brand officer. We call her our chief cannabis officer. We're here at the Foreign Daughter. We're on location, and we do have a crab cake. I have a Clean Cuisine crab cake for you.
Whoa.
It's delicious. I'm going to get that out for you. You have children. And you said that your child has a drum pad. And you even said something about chopsticks, which I didn't learn how to eat. I'm missing a finger. So I didn't learn how to eat with chopsticks until I was shamed in China. I was in Beijing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't eat because they didn't have forks.
Yeah.
And I asked, I showed him my finger, and the girl came back and brought me toothpicks to eat soup. So after this happened in 2006, I said, I'm going to learn how to eat with chopsticks. So now I'm a chopstick guy. But as a kid, I never had chopsticks around the house. You're in a drumming family. You really love kids and drumming. Like, of all the things I ever talked to you about that you light up about, it's some little 8-year-old girl that comes to one of your autograph things and says, I play the drums. I know that turns you, especially girls with you, more than anything else, right?
Yeah, it's so absolutely cute and wonderful, and because times have changed, you know?
You didn't have that when you were a kid,
right? Oh, no, and there was no real encouragement to do. My parents encouraged me to do whatever it was that was my passion, and it happened to be drums, so they backed me up. But certainly the rest of the world wasn't in the same spot as my parents were with, like, you know, saying, hey, you can do a great
job. Did you know another girl who drummed in 1976, 77, 78?
No.
Anywhere in the city, any other band?
No.
You were the only girl drummer in Baltimore.
Yeah, it was like a novelty thing, people thought. But, like, I was dead serious about it. I was like, this is going to be my life. This is what I want to do.
You know, I took George to the art gallery the other night, George and Joyce, right?
Did you?
I took him to the BMA to see Dan. They were at my private party last Friday. And George Candelas was in her first band, Scratch and Sniff. George's wife was my art teacher in 10th grade in high school.
Crazy.
Joyce Bucci, right?
Right.
So this is how, and they've told me for 30 years that they know Gina, and it took me 28 to meet Gina finally. And now we fall in, and I see her more than we see each other. So, but, you know, you were... it was a novelty.
Yeah,
it's not crazy to see a girl drumming now. The little girl that plays with the Foo Fighters? Oh, my God.
Oh, Nandy.
Nandy.
Yeah.
You met her yet?
No, but I was just watching some video of her the other night.
I want to see you and her beat it up. I mean, that would be killing me.
She's awesome. I love that kid. I started watching her years ago, you know, when she could barely reach the drums. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, man, she's so dead serious. The whole time she would be screaming, ah! That face, you know, she's going to be a badass. She's on her way to being the real deal.
Well, your kid plays a little bit, right? And your dad plays a lot,
is that
right?
Your dad?
Yeah.
Dad's
hey,
here.
Hello.
Hold on. We're going to get you in. You know what? Let me finish this segment, and I'm going to give you the proper... I'm going to bring you in here. I'm going to get you a headset, make sure everything's right. But I want to hear about his grandchild and third-generation drummers.
Well, he can tell you more because he gave a lesson 2 nights ago. But since he was, I mean, I can't say born, but he's only 4. So it's been like the last 2 years or so, he has taken to it so much that he has 3 sets of drumsticks. And he's got one of his...
This kid's going to drum.
He's got one of his practice pads.
This kid's going to play the drums.
I
because
love that.
This kid,
and he clearly can identify a beat and rhythm.
At the age of 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he has a music knowledge that well, let me say this. I feel very confident saying he is the only four-year-old in America who knows Alan Hunter, Mark Goodman, and Casey Kasem.
But not Nina, not Nina Blackwood? There you go. Hold on here. Let me see this kid.
Oh, my God.
There's the kid right there drumming. Look at this. That's perfect. All right, you know what? I'm going to take a break. You want to do that? We'll break. I want to get Michael in here. Wendy Braunfein is here. We're at the Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter in Timonium. The great Gina Schock, my friend, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from Dundalk. We're giving away a Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. These smell like gingerbread. I'm running low on the peppermints. Our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube right across the street here. We're going to be at Wise Markets on Monday with former Maryland Stadium Authority Chairman Tom Kelso talking stadium. We're going to be talking with John Martin from the Maryland Lottery, as well as former professional wrestler. So you thought you're the biggest celebrity this week. Derek Frazier, who's traveled the world professional wrestling. He's managing the Wise. He was on wrestling tours back in the day. So we're going to talk wrestling, rock and roll, and we're going to get some football in. We're going to come back here. We're Foreign Daughter. We got crab cakes from Clean Cuisine. Stay with us here.
All right.
We're Baltimore Positive.